T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we turn our attention to Chicago. My good friend from WBBM Radio and a faculty member, professor at Columbia College, and really an accomplished author as well, Dave Berner, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, who is a Pittsburgher. Meet Kevin Battle, yes, Dave. Kevin, by the way, is a Clarion
Chicago
guy.
The Chicago world is just like everywhere else, I can tell you that. You know, we're counting the numbers and watching the schools and working remotely. It's we really are in this together.
And I noticed that in Chicago area, they're building at McCormick Place. Basically, the National
right.
Guard Army Corps of Engineers setting up a field hospital there.
Right. McCormick Place is our convention center here, a massive facility, and they are working now there to build 500 beds inside with 3 different levels, different types of conditions for a makeshift hospital there, just in case. I mean, the hospitals here in Chicago, like everywhere, are being strained greatly, and they do not want to be caught flat-footed. You know, the numbers here, like in many places, are still growing. We have not reached that plateau that everybody's still talking about. So they do not want to get caught in a terrible situation where they can't treat people the way they should. I mean, in Illinois now we have over 5,000 cases, and most of those, many of those, about 2,000 or so, are in Chicago. More on that in Cook County, the county here that includes Chicago. 73 deaths in Illinois. Most of those are in the Chicago area. So we're getting hit like everybody else. You know, it's interesting, though. We talk about numbers and we talk about what we're doing, but, you know, the little things are really what is making us move forward here. I even have a neighbor down the street who has moved her sewing machine to the end of the driveway and is taking donations to make masks for medical personnel. We had a wedding on Zoom. We have, you know, things like that, that I think those little stories are reminding us of what we're up against, what we're facing, and how we're trying to do this together.
Dave, we saw in Chicago too, I know in a big city, it's hard to get everybody on the same page for anything in any given day, but not taking the social distancing serious. I think it was even at a funeral in one part of Chicago where they had over 50 people gathered in tight spaces. Overall, how is Chicago reacting to this?
Well, you brought up that funeral. That's interesting. I was working the anchor desk at the radio station that day when that happened, and they literally sent 10 police cars there to disperse those people, and they were all elderly. So, you know, the city and the county and the state here in Illinois have been very vigilant lately about the social distancing, not in terms of really, you know, fining or citing anybody, but certainly of moving people along. And our mayor, Lori Lightfoot, she truly is a ball of fire, and she got very, very angry the other day when she noticed that people were still gathering along our lakefront here, which is a very popular spot. Gathering in very large groups, and, you know, running groups are out together running, and she just got very upset, and she closed down the park, and she closed down several of the parks. And, you know, on the lighter side of that, there had been a bunch of memes on social media showing her at different spots, sort of like, you know, giving the evil eye down to people who might be doing something that they shouldn't be doing right now. And it's become really kind of a fun thing and a lighthearted thing, but certainly she is very vigilant about the social distancing part of this. Yes, we still have people doing things they shouldn't be doing. I mean, we hope that they wouldn't be doing. But I think in general, people are starting to get it. I think it's becoming so much more of a reality for people now that I do think we're starting to turn the tide on people understanding what they really should be doing now.
Yeah, and the mayor is, with those memes, they're very funny, but the message is still getting out, regardless of whether it's humorous or not. She's still being very effective, even if people have tried to make fun of her with some of those memes. Today, I believe that she's announcing, or at the graduating class, for more firefighters and the emergency crews, right?
Yeah, she's doing that. That's happening today. And yesterday, the school district, and she has helped to facilitate this, the school district is sending out 100,000 laptops to students around the city to help with remote learning, which is going to start in a couple of weeks here. The schools are closed, but they're going to start the remote learning. So she's on it. I mean, I give her a lot of credit. You know, from a news angle, we try to be balanced and fair. But I'll tell you what, I think Lori Lightfoot is doing a very solid job here about in a very unusual crisis, obviously. We all know that.
Well, the good news for you, Mr. Berner, as a author, is more people have more time to read your books.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing, though. I've offered a couple of my books on the e-versions out for free in the last couple of days, too, just because it seems like a silly thing, but I just felt like it was just something I could do.
I saw that. So how do we get them free?
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird place to be in. For an author, it's a weird place. I mean, I got a book launch coming out soon. I'm going to probably end up doing it virtually. So, you know, it's kind of cool in a way, but it's a different world.
Things Behind the Sun, a novel by Dave Berner, coming out sometime in the ethereal future.
Meanwhile, in April. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, and The Consequence of Stars, among your other great works. I really am proud to know you and appreciate what it takes to be an author and the work in detail that goes in. So I hope more people will, on the upside, get to read your stuff, Dave.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I mean, I don't want to sound like we're both patting each other on the back now, but I'm just highly impressed with the work that you're doing, not only at KDKA, but the documentary work you've been doing with Bruno and all those things. It's just a wonderful thing. So great stuff.
Say hello to Leslie, your beautiful wife, and your boys, and we'll talk again soon.
Always good to talk to you, my friend. Stay well.
And Kevin Battle's a Clarion guy, Dave.
Hey, Kevin, Clarion.
Yeah, I snuck through the interview process without the bosses realizing I was part of the mafia.
Very nice.
The Clarion
mob. You
know,
I think there's a monument to Larry up there now. So there,
No, it was done in butter, so it's gone now. All right, Dave Berner live in Chicago on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.